This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
A reminder, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. You have to keep listening to the show. Your first chance to get the word of the day that we will reveal is coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And we'll give you three chances throughout the show where we'll reveal that word. So keep listening. We'll do that coming up later.
I know we're going to get into some legal advice from somebody that would surprise you that is giving legal advice.
I always want legal advice if I can get it.
I just got fashion advice from Drab during the break, and I'll let Drab speak. I would rate myself a 3 out of 10 in the fashion scale. I don't expect to win any awards for fashion.
None of us do.
Generally don't care.
Yeah.
But he pulled me aside, and he's like, JP, I want to give you some unsolicited advice.
Look at Drab giving tips and pointers.
Well,
it
was just from what happened during the first segment. So if you look at JP right now, I think JP looks very sharp. He's got it looks like a new haircut. But he's wearing a polo sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's wearing some jeans that look nice with it and his white sneakers. He looks presentable like a 54-year-old man should, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I guess that's because, first of all, I didn't even notice, but I guess it's because he's going to the thing tonight.
I figured I'd wear a nice shirt. Now, that said, I kind of wear this once a week.
Yeah.
The shirt.
Okay.
I was told not to wear tennis shoes or hats.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I do have a change of shoes.
I was told it was business casual.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna wear business casual tonight.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
I might break the hat rule. It's possible.
Yeah, fine.
It's possible. But go ahead.
So this is so minor, but it kind of ricks me that he's such a big silly and he looks sharp right now. And no offense to Brett, but he's walking around with a dumb bar jacket on. As a 54-year-old guy,
yeah,
and he could be looking silly. Like, if you want to wear that to, like, go to the liquor store or something real quick, okay, I get it. We got those monumental coats. I throw that on every blue moon.
Yeah.
That can't be your 1A jacket, and he wears it all the time. He just he's a stud. Buy a real jacket.
Drab T-shirt, he will dispense this advice, because I remember a few years ago, I was wearing something, and he liked what I was wearing other than the fact that I was wearing like a promotional hat, like a promotional beanie. I think it was from our friends at Ellie's Hats.
Drab was like,
you're wearing that good looking outfit and you ruin it by wearing that promo hat.
Didn't you also get bullied with your golf outfit?
I'm sure.
I mean, he looked like he was playing in 2003 Masters.
There's a reason that golfdom gave me a glow up a few years ago. It needed to be done
because you had the super long shorts.
Yeah, there's.
He had JNCO. He was playing in JNCOs. Yeah.
I'm not even sure what JNCOs are, but
Drab, he will dispense the advice.
So is JP going to walk into the Odyssey get together tonight wearing the bar stool?
No, he
best
couldn't
bar
do,
jacket.
Couldn't do
no,
that.
I'd probably just. I'm just going to wear this.
Yeah,
I just wear this in the morning when I get in the car and here. And like you said, to go to the liquor store or wherever I'm going, it is my go-to daily jacket.
I know this is the wrong crowd, the three of you guys, to make this pitch to JP. Because you guys wear promo stuff all the time, as do I. There's a time and place. It just can't be your everyday jacket, which it pretty much is for JP.
It's definitely my everyday jacket.
How many jackets are in your rotation?
Right now?
One. Yeah.
One. No, two.
Wow. Yeah. You need,
but very, you, very rarely wear
you need
the
to double
one.
Up. You need to double up on jackets.
Yeah, at least. I mean, don't do what I do.
Plus, I gave one of my jackets to my son because he's gotten taller, and he was still wearing like a medium. And I was like, dude, just take mine.
Hey, someone get JP. Someone get JP the Sean Merriman coat drive.
You do need a coat drive.
Somebody call lights out immediately. Yeah.
I have a closet full of jackets. I like jackets.
Yeah.
I have, and I wait until they come back in style. I've been wearing a couple jackets lately that I haven't worn in 20 years, and they're back in style. And they look silly.
You're just waiting for all the cycles.
Yeah. So get
rid of. Don't you still have your homies Move Review Letterman jacket?
I wear that all the time. I love that.
Yeah, part of this is JP's minimalist.
You just got one jacket.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, I have a trench coat. I think he said you should
when
be wearing
gonna
a
wear
pea
a
coat with
coat?
This. Well, if you wear a suit and it has
only
its
time
place.
You're doing that is a funeral.
Right.
At this stage in your life.
If it's cold and someone suits. Died. I have a trench coat. I've got another one which like might Vince be Lombardi. Qualified as a pea coat. Yeah. He said a pea coat. I'd have to look up
did
exactly
you wear,
sure.
Did you wear that Sup Dogs jacket to Pete's funeral?
No.
I
wore
no.
a suit.
Yeah.
No jacket.
You gotta look respectable.
But do you wear it to like the swim meet and picking Isabel up from school at her Catholic
it's
school?
It's his good number one go-to. He got nothing else.
And it's a little it's not even a winter jacket. Here's the thing. It's not
it's the base. It's the same jacket that he's wearing.
It's like a tweener.
He has capital drywall on his.
Well, Jason's not a fashion plate either.
You would if it's.
I've got some nice stuff.
If you do, but you don't wear it around here.
Here's the question.
Yeah, why would I wear a nice?
I don't care what I look like here.
Why would I wear a nice jacket here?
No. If it's 15 degrees out, it's butt cold. That's the jacket you wear?
When I went sledding?
Like anywhere. Yeah, you went sledding. That jacket is paper thin.
Nah, it's pretty good.
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't look very thick.
It's like in between. It's a spring jacket.
I mean, does it even have a liner?
Under Armour.
Does it have a fleece liner inside? Nothing?
I don't know. It's warm enough for me.
It's a little thicker than you might think. But
I don't
do you
know.
Wear that when it's snowing?
That looks pretty flimsy.
Yeah, he said he wears it sledding. He wears it
it's very flimsy.
Like, if he were climbing Mount Everest, that's the jacket he'd wear. Yeah. I mean, you need more like stuffing.
If
your
I
jacket.
Was now, climbing Mount
a,
Everest,
you don't need an EB level.
I would get an
jacket.
EB red.
You need something
big,
in between.
Thick one.
You need at least a tweener jacket, yeah. I would think.
Do you even wear a coat indoor?
Generally, I don't because
see, Cakes doesn't even wear something.
I would rather be waterboarded. Than wear a winter jacket while I'm driving into work.
Actually,
just because it's just uncomfortable.
Last night, for example, I'm a little bit like you. Yeah. I didn't wear anything because I had a hoodie. If I'm just going to the gym or taking my kid around somewhere, a lot of times I'll just wear a hoodie and not a jacket.
It would be fun if we did. We should do a fashion show one time. All the junks.
We need a judge.
Love it. All the judges, but even you dummies. Right. Everybody. And then we get judges, and we just come in, and we just dress how we think we look silly.
We feel like it's a good fit.
However we think
fit.
We look silly.
But you're asking us to try. Like, I think the reality is here is this is my everyday, and I said I would judge myself a 3 out of 10.
Yeah. But we'd have to have, like, 2 or 3 different categories. We'd have to have, like, evening wear.
Casual.
Ooh,
I like it.
Bikini.
Yeah, bikini.
Athleisure wear. I mean, we'd have to have a different category.
Yeah, swimsuit.
Yeah, no, we can skip the swimsuit
part. Yeah, the swimsuit we can leave.
But we
leave
can do,
aside.
I like that, though.
Yeah, you want to have a few different fits.
Like your chilling fit.
Right.
Well, like EB fit. Steps it up, but mostly his is golf gear.
You can do your lounge
I gotta say,
the house fit.
Cakes has the sweatpants, but they look like slacks. That's his go-to move.
They don't look like slacks, but they're like a step up from big baggy sweatpants.
The Vuori pants, I think, are designed to kind of look like regular. They almost look like golf pants.
I wish I could find them all.
Regular pants.
They're just regular sweats. I don't know why you think that. I feel like they're just regular sweats. I have a pair of that. They're just like regular.
No, they definitely look
jogger-ish.
More like. They look more like slacks.
I don't know if they look like slacks.
I don't think so. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a jeans guy. Jason wears the same sweatpants.
If you own a real estate or title company or anything, Jason will wear your gear. He doesn't care.
He'll wear your quarter zip or your jacket.
I will too.
That is true.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
he's got a drywall company.
I mean, he's got Honor Brewing
got
lid
Honor Brewing.
And Capital Drywall jacket.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll wear the Maryland engineering gear. Just none of it was, everything was extra large or bigger.
Yeah. I gave away the engine. I did give away to my buddy Lucas. His dad went to the Maryland Engineering School. Uh-huh. They wanted it. So, yeah, at least I know one guy.
Anyway, that was unsolicited advice, much like the advice which Casey Anthony is giving away, which is a stunner.
I mean, I saw that this morning when I was doom-scrolling Twitter.
She was like a photographer. I couldn't believe it. What happened to her photography business?
Well, she's working like the legal advocate game.
Honestly,
at this point.
I'm not good at the tabloid stuff. Remind me, was she was accused of murder?
She strangled her own kid or something.
Yeah, she was accused of killing
her kid. Remember, she was going out partying, and they couldn't find the kid, and they eventually found...
And she said that the nanny took her, and there was no nanny.
But there's something shady going on with the parents. Who knows what was going on with all that? I don't know. The whole thing was weird.
Well, there was allegations of sexual abuse from the father.
Right. But she was going out.
If you have questions, I will set up an email address where we can correspond directly. Up until this point, that has never happened. And it's only going to be on a limited basis regarding legal issues, legal matters. One of the main reasons that I'm doing this, there are people close to me who have been targeted and attacked recently. There are also people close to me who have had some recent things occur. And when necessary, people needed to step up, myself included.
I don't understand.
What is she even talking about?
It's honestly, it's a 3.5 minute word salad that she's doing, but she's, I guess, offering legal advice.
When I first saw it, I thought it was going to be an OnlyFans bit. Like Casey Anthony's doing OnlyFans.
I know. This is one step closer, even though it's a tiny step, to doing OnlyFans.
Yeah. So she's a paralegal or something like that, right? So she wants to give advice to people, but it didn't sound very specific. I mean,
she says she's been in the legal system, working in the legal system since 2011, 2012. Right. And everyone's like, well, what happened in 2011? Why are you so familiar with the legal process?
How did you get so intertwined with the legal system?
Honestly, she just needs to be a bartender.
What is she doing for money? Who would hire her?
I know at one point she was like a photographer, and then I think she's been a bartender. And then, you know, listen, I
guess you hire
her. Pretty soon she'll have a podcast. She'll be making millions.
A legal podcast.
When you murder.
Drive us all crazy.
When you're convicted or whatever, she was convicted of murdering basically your own child, probably should top out at bartender.
And
you're lucky enough.
She was not guilty. She wasn't convicted.
She wasn't convicted. That's the whole story.
Here's more advice for her. Here's my advice to her. Keep a low profile.
Yeah,
How about you don't turn the camera on?
Get a few more tattoos.
And go on Twitter.
Move to Frederick. Bartend. That's what I would.
Frederick and or Laurel.
Oh, yeah, go to Laurel. Find an old porno store that's still around. Work the register there.
Hey, here's a hypothetical.
Yeah.
Let's say you were a single man and Casey Anthony, you know her history. Yeah. You believe she's a murderer.
Would you smash?
But she's into you. Would you tap it?
I don't think so.
Really couldn't tap
a
murderer? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You would. What?
If you're single,
you know, she's a murderer.
Not gonna date her, but like if she...
Yeah, can you imagine
too many drinks one night?
Can you imagine the role playing that you could do?
You want to stay away from that. You want to just keep it on the straight and narrow.
I don't think.
She doesn't look bad for how long has she been removed from the spotlight?
I mean,
it's been 5 years.
Decade?
No, 15 to 20 years. I mean... That whole thing?
2011 is when she was found not guilty by a Florida jury. She was found guilty of lying to the police, but she was found not guilty of murder.
Correct.
I don't know how.
Well, OJ was also found not guilty
of
murder.
Wasn't the kid, her daughter found like in her trunk? I think so. Or something. It was like across the street.
She was in the woods, but there was a bag of... I don't know, clothes or something in the trunk.
Right.
There was something in the trunk, but it wasn't the body.
The child was buried in the woods.
Yeah. She was in the woods.
And from what I remember, I think the trunk like smelled like death.
Yes.
Yeah. Like when people like inspected it.
Yeah. She hit the lottery.
Her and Jody Arias need to do a Call Her Daddy spinoff.
Well, Jody Arias, though, she's in jail forever.
She's gone.
Right? She's never coming out.
Well, didn't she stab her boyfriend like 1,000 times
Billion
in the shower?
Yes. Yeah. Somehow,
I don't remember his name.
Oh, the boyfriend's name.
I don't remember his name.
Oh, I can't
believe it. What were the initials?
I don't know.
I think T.A.
Oh, Travis, Tyler, Taylor, Terry.
Travis Taylor used to catch balls for the Ravens back
then. Alexander.
Yeah. Travis Alexander.
Jody Arias still, she has an Instagram account.
How?
Well, she sends her art out, probably in the mail, and someone to post it. But every once in a while, she posts photos of herself. She's still kind of cute. I don't know what to tell you.
Getting it done after all these years.
Jody Arias. Let me see.
So, Cakes, you would. You wouldn't have a problem. Now, you're again, single. You're at a bar.
I'm not saying.
Casey Anthony's next to you.
I'm not going to parade her around town and say, hey, look at my new girlfriend. I'm dating Casey Anthony. But you're
you'd smash.
You asked if I would smash and I were single. The answer is yes. I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest.
You know what?
I wouldn't feel great about it.
But you wouldn't sleep over, would you?
I wouldn't feel great about it for about 4 seconds.
Would you sleep over?
Would I sleep over?
Wouldn't you be worried she'd chloroform you?
It's a great question.
I think the accusations.
That might be one, I would not.
That might the be accusations of her killing her daughter was that she used chloroform.
Right. Now, chloroform will knock you right out.
Yeah, you'd have to keep your eyes open.
I might just have to tidy up and say, thanks. Don't give me your number. I'll never see you again. Because I know your sordid history.
Dude, Jody Arias actually has some artistic ability. Like, I'm on her Instagram. It's art by Jody Arias. You can go to jodyarias.com. You can buy some of her art. I mean, it's way better than anything I could do.
Sponsored by Arby's.
Oh, Instagram.
She did a picture of Steph Curry. She did.
So she killed her boyfriend or husband.
No, she killed her kid.
Oh, Jody Arias?
Oh, no, Arias killed her boyfriend.
Yeah,
right,
Jody
right,
Arias killed the boyfriend, right. stabbed him to death.
Casey
in the
shower. Killed her kid. Right.
It was in the shower.
Right.
Just, I mean, then she lied and said she didn't do it, and then she finally said she did it, but she did it because...
Self-defense.
He was abusing her.
Drabby, I'm gonna really test your abilities here. Jody Arias killed Travis Alexander in his blank Arizona home.
Mesa.
Mesa. That's a good one. You know everything. You know everything about the case.
Cup of vanilla.
Look at you.
Scoop.
Scoop. I mean, was that such a layup? Everybody knows that?
No. You got to play the Brady Anderson clip.
I got to find it. I got to find it first.
I bought it. He's just an Arizona guy. He just knows Arizona.
Yeah, he does know everything Arizona.
Isn't Arizona?
Scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate. Don't waste my time.
Oh, my God.
I love Brady Anderson.
Weren't you almost murdered there? Is that where you were almost murdered?
Phoenix. Was it
in Phoenix, yeah.
Is that guy still with us? Is he still walking the earth, but he's incarcerated because he murdered somebody else?
I mean, he's walking the hallways of Florence Penitentiary in Arizona for the rest of his
you're
life.
You're so lucky to be sitting where you are right now.
He robbed you, right? You got robbed by a guy.
He robbed me. Miller. He was charged with first-degree armed robbery.
In your case?
In my case. Spent like... I don't know.
Did you have to testify against him?
I had already moved here. It was right before I left. So I gave a statement.
That's all you had to do?
But he ended up, him and another guy ended up shooting someone in a very similar situation.
Yeah, I think he was just walking down the street. Like a couple was walking down the street. Mm-hmm. He passed them. Then he turned around and came back and shot the dude in the head.
Oh, my God.
Just cold blood, murdered somebody. Could have been Drab T-shirt.
Happy to be here.
Yeah. As you should be.
Too.
Good job. Well done, Drab. Way to dodge that bullet. All right, when we come back, we will get into Debo Samuel's waistline. We'll talk about that. And don't forget, at 8:25, Nikki Javala from the Washington Post. She'll join us to talk more Commanders. And Dante Whitner will close out the show at 9:40 here on The Junks.